blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. We've had a lot of hot days this summer. Heat can be even worse when it's accompanied with drought. Look at California. 95% of the state is in severe drought. And even here in the Midwest, North Dakota has 93% of that state under severe drought. We all know that our crops need water to grow, and this is a growing season. Not only will the drought hurt our grain crops, don't forget that cattle need pasture and hay. And right now, we have the worst national ratings of pasture land since 1995. Not surprising, ranchers are starting to sell their herds. We're seeing an 11% increase in beef cow slaughter. Cow slaughter is outpacing heifer retention, and that suggests that a year from now, we won't have as much beefsteak. The farming industry cannot escape weather uncertainty. And here's something else we need. Oil and gas. The rising energy costs are pushing up the cost for farmers and consumers. Even President Biden has encouraged the global oil-producing nations to crank up productions. He signed an agreement supporting the controversial pipeline between Russia and Germany. President Biden gives a green light to other nations' fossil fuel production, but he wants to shut the U.S. down. He closed down construction of Keystone Pipeline, and he's moving to stop the leases on federal lands, suspending leases in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. I know our president wants to fight climate change, but we shouldn't be expected to do this alone. We will just have to pay more for energy. Now let's not let the Congress off the hook. We don't have an infrastructure bill agreement yet. The House has not passed an appropriations bill for fiscal year 2022, and they're scheduled to go on vacation next week. Don't hold your breath hoping for any deal. And here's my last point on how U.S. citizens should vote. Recent polls show that 79% of U.S. adults think voters should be required to show a government-issued ID whenever they vote. Republicans, independents, and Democrats all support this. With few exceptions, every state should require that you go to the polling place, show your ID, and vote. Now that's a way to ensure election integrity. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.